This week on helpwithmysocialsecurity.com, I answer a question about if Social Security has an obligation to tell you about your benefits. Hi, my name's Chris Stein. I'm a certified financial planner and a finance instructor at Colorado State University. And welcome to this week on helpwithmysocialsecurity.com. So this week, as we have been doing lately, we're answering a question from a listener or reader. Hard to know whether they read our blog or listen to the audio blogs, but the question goes like this. I have a dear friend who at age 60 lost his wife. She was on Social Security disability while she was sick. When she passed away, he went to Social Security in Delaware to get the $250 for funeral expenses. He sold his home and moved to Maine, then turned 62 and went to the Maine Social Security office, where he was asked why he was not collecting Social Security for survivor benefits. He said, "No one told me." They said that mistake cost him around $19,000. He will not fight for this money on his own. Does he have a right to appeal? Well, unfortunately, unless there's more to the story, the likely answer is no. He does not have the right to appeal this because, as far as I can discover, and I have looked into this a fair amount, Social Security is under no legal obligation to tell you about benefits for which you are eligible or that you might become eligible for in the future. Seems kind of odd, but they're really only operating under the requirement that they must answer questions that you might have, which might include, tell me what benefits I can qualify for right now. And then they would have to tell you all the benefits for which you might be eligible at that time. But to proactively hunt you down, or even if you're in the office claiming one benefit, they have no legal obligation. Now, there's a question, of course, in my mind, there's an ethical obligation for them to tell you. You're sitting right there, you're claiming the funeral expense, the death benefit is what we call this, the $250. Would it not be logical to share with that person, oh, by the way, you also qualify for this survivor benefit. Would you like to apply for it? He's claiming that didn't happen. I don't know. I wasn't there. But that's a shame. And it's more than just a shame. It cost this person, by the Maine Social Security office estimates, $19,000, which is a couple years worth of survivor benefits. Because, of course, for survivor benefits, you qualify at the age of 60, not 62, which is for spousal benefits. So since we're talking about survivor benefits, if he truly was 60 when he went into the office, at that moment he was eligible to receive survivor benefits. There's no mention of if he's working or not, but it sounds like he wasn't because he sold his house and moved to another state. So I don't know about whether earnings test limits might be in place or that sort of thing, but that's all, you know, details that are off into the weeds on this particular question. The basic question here is, does Social Security have the obligation to tell you? And unfortunately, no. We don't find that to be true. And we hear about these stories fairly frequently that people were just unaware of a benefit, and then after they realize it, it's too late to go back and claim it. There are certain circumstances where you can backdate an application for a certain period of time, but that situation doesn't apply here. And this just proves the point that I guess it supports why we do this blog here, and that is to try to educate people so that they understand what Social Security benefits they qualify for, so that they know what they could get, what's maybe the best way for them individually to claim if they're eligible for multiple different kinds of benefits, and to have this understanding before they go into the office. Here, there's no indication that he got bad advice. He just didn't get advice at all. He didn't get misled necessarily. He just wasn't advised of a benefit, and he didn't know to ask. So it's critical for people to understand Social Security on their own because they are kind of fending for themselves a bit. The system is not particularly easy. The details of these rules are extraordinarily complicated. Even a basic claiming strategy can involve a lot of thought and planning to do it right. So it's just important to educate yourself and those around you, and to watch out for maybe family members who are going in. Make sure that they research what they're eligible for before they go in, because there's no guarantee they're going to get the right answers when they go in. And unfortunately, that's just the reality in here in 2018. So I'm sorry to have not real great news for this particular listener, but just to kind of reemphasize, people should get their ducks in a row prior to going to the Social Security office or prior to going on the website and claiming benefits. Make sure that you are making the right decision, because there's no obligation from the Social Security office to confirm that you're getting everything that you're eligible for, or to guide you or give you advice. They're actually prohibited from giving you specific advice about different types of strategies. This goes beyond that, in my opinion. They should have at least notified him that he was eligible, but there's no legal obligation, unfortunately. So I'll be back with you next week with hopefully a happier story, but a new blog post here on helpwithmysocialsecurity.com.
Are you interested in your own customized Social Security analysis? If so, visit us at helpwithmysocialsecurity.com and click the contact Jim and Chris button. Jim and Chris offer a $75 Social Security optimization analysis that includes a 1-hour consultation to discuss the specifics of your Social Security situation. This very affordable offer is for both singles and couples and will provide you the information you need to make an informed decision about claiming your Social Security benefits.
Securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research Incorporated, a broker-dealer, member FINRA/SIPC. Advisory services offered through Cambridge Investment Research Advisors Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Jim Solnier, LLC, and Cambridge are not affiliated.